Go to sleep, dear Wilfred, in your little bed. Off you go to dreamland.
Or I'll bell you in your head.
Oh, Uncle Nasty, you are naughty. Just look at Wilfred. Doesn't he look lovely lying in his little bed? His little eyes peeping through his gas mask windows.
Quite right, Uncle Rubbish, as it happens. Here's a picture of childish innocence.
I ask you, Jimbo, who could hurt him?
I could, regularly.
Hold the phone, Uncle Nasty. This is the season of the old goodwill job. You should put all evil thoughts out of your mind, you see.
I had evil thoughts this morning when I was stuffing that rotten turkey. If he'd have hung round that kitchen another 10 minutes, he'd have had sage and onion coming out of his stinking gas mask.
What a character, what a character.
Wilfred, are you awake?
No! I'm asleep.
Let's tuck your little bedclothes round your little chin.
Yeah, but leave me gas mask sticking out or I'll suffocate.
Pass me that pillar.
Santa will come, won't he?
Course he will, Wilfred. Have you left him a glass of sherry?
Yeah.
And a piece of Christmas cake?
Yeah. And a bowl of stewed prunes. And a pound of sausages. And a plate of spaghetti. And a slice of custard. And a rotten apple. And a bag of nuts. And a tin of dog meat. And 10 green bananas. 8 yards of tripe. 7 sticks of rock. And 6 curry chickens. 5 tins of beans. 4 bags of crisps. 3 French loaves. 2 turtle soups.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
No, a jar of pickled onions.
My word, he'll do well if he eats all that.
He will, it's all on one plate.
Now then, you snuggle down, old son, because Santa won't come unless he knows you're asleep.
Yeah, okay.
Good night, Wilfred. Just remember what my old granny used to say. Close your eyes, look around, buy your sprouts for 9 pence a pound.
And why did she say that, Uncle Rubbish?
She were crackers.
I can't believe I'm listening to this gunge.
Go to sleep, Wilfred.
Yeah. Does Santa really live in a big castle in Santaland?
Yes, he does, Wilfred. But he won't come if you don't go to sleep.
Right.
Sweet dreams, Wilfred.
Yeah.
Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams.
Where am I? I'm in the forest. Hey, I'm here. I'm in Santaland. Hooray!
Dear Lord, now then, this is a bit double unbelievable. Like, what is the one and only Wilfred doing here in Santaland?
Come to see Santa. What are you doing here, Jimbo?
Well, as it happens, Wilfred, I am the gaffer geezer, like what vets everybody before they are allowed into this Santa land, you see.
Hey, I'm not going to the vets.
What a character.
Oh, no, you're not cutting up my bits and pieces.
God bless my soul. Worry ye not, Wilfred, old son, worry ye not. Let me introduce you to some of the people you'll be staying with. Now then, this is Santa's landlady, the one and only Frieda Natterkam.
Hello, Frieda.
Don't you talk to me. I can't cope, I just can't cope. Oh, I can't cope. Oh, is it any wonder I'm not mental? Oh, and what's our Melanie doing with her head in that nose bag? Adolf, what's she doing?
I don't know.
Oh, why won't he shut his gob? That's all I get 24 hours a day. What you want for your breakfast? I don't know. Is it snowing? I don't know. Are you dead yet? I don't know. Oh, do you wonder I'm not in a mental hub? Melody, what are you doing with Ed in that reindeer's nose bag?
Has anybody seen me teeth?
Melanie, when did you last see your flaming teeth?
Well, I had them last Saturday when I was stirring the Christmas pudding.
I don't believe it. We'll have the only Christmas pudding with four threatening bits and a set of teeth in it. Jack up. Why won't somebody take me away?
I don't know!
Wilfred, let me take you into Santa's double fab treble knockout fairy grotto.
Don't you mean grotto?
You haven't been inside yet. Come on, Wilfred.
Hey, it's fabulous. It's all silver and tinsel and icicles hanging from everywhere.
Goodness gracious. Look who's over there, Wilfred. Packing all those presents into that big red sack.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Look who he is in his big red cloak. And his big black boots and his long white beard. Yes! Who is it?
Dear Lord, say hello, Wilfred, to the one and only Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Santa.
Hello, Wilfred. And welcome to Santa Land.
And is this where you make all the toys for all the little boys and all the little girls all over the world and Manchester?
It certainly is. Let me introduce you to my friendly fairy helper. This is Fairy Tinkle.
Hello, Fairy Tinkle.
Fairy Tinkle represents the spirit of love and kindness and goodwill to all men at Christmas. Say something to Wilfred then, Fairy Tinkle.
You get right up my nose, you do.
Hey, that's Uncle Nasty in a frock.
No, Wilfred. It's Fairy Tinkle.
Oh.
My little fairy helper. Ring your bell for Wilfred, Fairy Tinkle.
Drop dead.
That's not a nice thing to say, Fairy Tinkle.
I feel a right Burke in this ballet dress.
Yeah, you look one. Can you make your wings flap?
I'll make your flaming ears flap in a minute, Bob.
Now, come on, Fairy Tinkle. Waggle your head and make your little bell ring.
You ask for it, pal.
Now, look, Santa, old gaffer, why don't you and Fairy Tinkle show Wilfred round your double knockout workshop?
What a good idea. Come along, everybody, through this little door. This is my workshop.
Who's that little man over there hammering away with his little hammer? Who are you, little man?
I'm a ginnummy.
You know what?
I'm a ginnummy.
I've never heard of one of them.
He means he's a gnome. He's a little gnome.
That's right. I'm a ginnummy.
You're a wart. You're a little wart. In fact, I've never seen a more repulsive, revolting, vile, horrible little wart.
I knew you'd take to me.
I've never met a ginnummy before. Shouldn't you be sitting on the edge of a garden pond fishing?
You'd be in the flaming pond if I had my way.
What are you making, little gnomy?
A little wooden box.
Oh. Is it to keep your toys in?
No. When I find them, it's to keep me teeth in.
Come over here, Wilfred. Here's another little friend. Uncle Jolly Japer. He's the man what writes all the funny jokes, japes and wheezes that you get in your Christmas crackers. Oh, he does make us laugh. Hello, Uncle Jolly.
Bug off, I'm busy.
Into your bundle of fun, Wilfred.
Oh, yeah, I like that funny red nose.
It's taken me years to get this, and it cost £8 a bottle.
Anyway, have you finished all the Christmas cracker japes, wheezes and jokes, Uncle Jolly?
Yes, here's one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Open the door and you'll find out.
haven't been to a party for years.
Right, right, right. Say no more, Dr. Sunter. A party you shall have.
If we're having a party, why don't we play this new game that I've invented?
And what is this game called, Will Felsom?
It's called Call My Mastermind on 3-2-1 and beat the clock and winner takes the family fortunes if the price is blank. And ladders.
Well, well, well. What a double knockout game. And you promise us that it's not complicated, Wilfred?
Absolutely. Double simple, treble easy.
It sounds exciting, Wilfred. How do you play it?
Well, first of all, you need 29.
29 what, Wilfred?
Don't matter. You see, you deal 12 cards, 6 dominoes, 4 bicycle clips and a red cabbage. Now, the first one comes out in a rush, starts. If he throws a double six, he has to put his head in a bucket and count up to 99.
Why not 100?
Because that'd be silly.
But it's not complicated, is it, Wilfred?
No. You see, whoever's wearing the blindfold, when it starts raining, has to take the socks off. Then you soak the feet in a bucket of vinegar, put the head between the knees, and yodel.
But it's not complicated, is it, Wilfred?
No. You see...
Hold the phone, Wilfred. Hold everything, hold everything. What is the actual, like, object of this game?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? It's the first one to swallow the lavatory brush.
You're a right wally, you are, Grinshaw. If I had my way, I'd empty that bucket of vinegar over your head.
Ah, you've played before.
Wilfred, Wilfred, I don't think this game's going to work.
Let's play Rip Out the Windpipe.
Have you played that, Fairy Tinkle?
Come here and I'll show you.
Now, everybody, I want you all to pay attention because I have a very important announcement to make. Every year at this moment in time, I have to do something I do every year at this moment in time. Every year. Round about now. At this moment in time. Thanks to the wonder of radio, I can link up with my own personal satellite to bring you Christmas greetings from all over the world. Are you there, Singapore?
Hello?
Hello, Singapore. Are you receiving me?
Hello?
Hello, Singapore. I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Singapore. What is your message?
Hello?
Can we have your message?
Oh, I can hear you now. I've been ages getting through. What's happened to that taxi I ordered for my sister?
I'm sorry. Look, we must have got a crossed line.
I rang you over 2 hours ago. She's at 27 Primrose Avenue, Huddersfield.
Oh, dear. I seem to have got someone who's expecting a taxi.
No. She's expecting a baby. Any time now.
Yes, well, I'm very sorry, but I'm trying to contact Singapore.
But she can't wait for one to come from there.
Look, I'm sorry, but I'll have to cut you off. Sorry about that, everybody. Let's try contacting the Prime Minister of Mazzy Wazzy Bango. Hello? Are you there, Prime Minister? What is your Christmas message?
Is that taxi on its way yet?
Look, can Can you get off the line? Because I'm running out of time.
So is my sister.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'll try and contact Italy. A lovely little convent in the Tuscan hills. Come in, Mother Superior. Why can't I hear you, Mother Superior?
She's having a baby.
I beg your pardon?
She's 10 months pregnant. Can you send the taxi quickly?
I don't believe this. I'm trying to go round the world.
Well, if you're passing the hospital, can you drop your sister off?
Oh, dear. Come in, Australia. Australia, hello. Is that you, Sydney?
No, it's me, Brian.
Sydney, Australia.
No, Brian Illingworth.
Oh. Come in, India. India, hello, India. India, can you help me?
I don't think she'll go on an elephant.
Oh, what am I going to do? Look, come in, anybody. Anybody who has a Christmas message, come in now. Anybody?
Hello? Can you cancel that taxi, please?
Can I ask you a favour, Fairy Tinkle? Can I see Santa's reindeer?
You can have them with roast spuds, as far as I'm concerned.
They might be asleep, so I'll just open the door and peep in.
Well, I'll tell you something, Geoffrey.
What, Ernie?
I'm sick of wearing this reindeer skin. Do you know, I've no vest on and I'm itching all over.
I've noticed. Thank goodness I'm wearing my sheepskin liberty body.
Ooh, was it warm, Geoffrey?
I'll say it. I think the sheep's still alive.
I'm not joking, Geoffrey. I'm dreading tonight.
I know what you mean, Ernest. Parking on those sloping rooftops plays havoc with your fetlock.
Oh, I just hope it doesn't freeze. Do you know what happened last year?
Don't remind me. My tail was as stiff as a paintbrush.
You had to sit in a bucket full of turps for 3 days. Oh, so long as we don't get lost. We were up and down that M1 like a yo-yo.
I remember. Wasn't it me who had the cramp?
Oh, where did you get the cramp?
Just below the Watford Gap. Oh, look at the time. Oh, won't be long before we're off.
Oh, the sooner the better. I'm not doing it next year, you know.
What's happened?
Well, I've got this job at the restaurant down the road.
As a chef?
No, as a hat stand.
Shouldn't you be getting ready, Santa? You know, loading your sledge up and setting off, taking all the little boys and girls presents all around the world.
There's plenty of time. Oh, dear. Do you know, I think I had a bit too much sherry trifle.
Here, have another bucket full.
Thank you, Fairy Tinkle. There seems to be more sherry than trifle. I'm sure I only put half a bottle in.
Dearly Lord, this is, as it happens, a bit catastrophic. Because, you see, Jimmy here thought you'd forgotten, so I put half a bottle in as well, you see.
Oh, I can't cope. You must be joking. I thought you hadn't put any in, so I put in half a bottle as well.
Yeah, and I thought everybody had forgotten, so I put half a bottle in for everybody.
That is a bit bad news, as it happens. It seems to me that Dr. Santa is going to be a bit tiddly-poos.
What do you mean, going to be?
Santa, you're not fit to drive.
Of course I'm drit to five. I'm as drit to five as you are. I'm as bitter to dive as if... I'm as a bit as a bit as a sheep. I'm as a sheep. I'm drunk.
Where are you going, Santa?
I'm going downstairs to slot out my sedge. I'm going to sedge out my snort. I'm going downstairs.
I think he's reached the bottom.
Yeah, with a bit of luck, head first.
Come on, everybody, let's pick up the pieces. Don't panic, Dr. Santa. Here we are.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. It's bad news about my head.
Why, is it still attached to your neck?
I can't go, you know. I can't go, you know. I can't go. I can't take the presents this year, you know.
Dear Lord, dear, this is double disastrous as it happens. Like, what are all the wonderful children going to do?
I'll go Easter when my head's better.
This is all a bit double daft as it happens. Like, whoever heard of Santa like clothes at Easter?
I've got it! I've got it! What we want is a volunteer. Somebody stupid enough to take Santa's place.
You've passed the test. Get this beard on and this red coat.
I can't go. I'll get mixed up. I can't even remember where my next door neighbours live.
Don't worry, Wilfred. It's all written down. It's apart from a few last-minute requests, Wilfred.
Such as what?
Well, there's a dolly for Polly and Molly. And a train for Wayne and Shane.
Oh, that's easy. There's a dolly for Polly and Molly. And a train for Wayne and Shane. It's easy, that. No problem.
And a bat and ball for Pat and Paul.
Just a minute. There's a wig for Shane and Polly. And a dolly for Bambo. A train for Molly and Polly. No, hang on.
There's a pony for Tony. A bike for Mike. And some skis for Louise.
Yeah, right. I've got it. Yeah, right. I've got it, yeah. There's a brolly for Wayne in case of rain and skis for Bill to fly down the hill. Yeah, I've got it. No, I haven't.
Then there's Jess for Jess. A pen for Ken.
Oh, right.
On your way, Grimshaw.
Yeah, okay. See you, reindeer. The ball and the bat leave on the mat while the train and the skis put in the street and the skis and the men. A bear start again.
All the best, Wilfred. Oh, Wilfred, something else. Slippers for the nippers and a telly for Ellie.
Oh, I wish I'd never volunteered for this. Never mind. Only one more chimney left. I hope Jess likes his pony. And I hope that Pat and Paul don't fall out over the dollies. Oh, here we are. Last chimney. Whoa! Hey! It's our house. What a coincidence. Grumbleweed Towers. Well, I think that's fantastic, that. Here we go. Down the chimney. Hey, I'm stuck. I can't move. Help. Help. Help.
We interrupt this program with an important message. Santa Claus is stuck down a chimney somewhere in Britain. Will everybody therefore get a long pole and prod up their chimneys to help us locate Santa? And now here is the shipping forecast.
Hello, Wilfred. What are you doing trying to climb up the chimney?
Santa? How have you got here?
I'm not Santa. I'm Uncle Rubbish.
Oh, shut it, Grimshaw. And open your flaming presents.
Fairy Tinkle! Where's your little bonny dress gone?
Just watch it, Grimshaw.
I don't understand it.
You've been dreaming, Wilfred.
I must have been. Where's me presents, Uncle Rubbish?
Now, I don't quite know how to tell you this.
He hasn't left me anything, has he?
Oh, he has.
Oh.
He has, but you know you wanted a new raincoat and some windscreen wipers for your gas mask.
Yeah?
Well, I think Santa must have been drunk. Because he's left you a bat and a ball, a dolly and a pin, a pony, some skis, a bike, a game of chess, and a story. You have been listening to Wilf in Santaland, starring the Grumbleweeds, Albert Carl, Graham Morris and Robin. Wilf in Santaland was written and produced by Mike Craig.
There won't be a Christmas next year. I've cancelled it.